Usually when you think about the front line of a global superpower arms race, you picture like secret underground bunkers or maybe high-level summits in Geneva. You don't usually picture a vacant dirt lot in Imperial County, California.
Right. You expect global stakes to look, well, global, not like a local zoning board dispute.
Yeah, exactly. So welcome to today's deep dive. Our mission is to dig into a stack of engineering specs, court rulings, and public letters to figure out how a proposed $10 billion AI data center turned a local town hall into a geopolitical battleground.
It really is a massive collision of local politics, environmental claims, and the AI arms race.
Okay, let's unpack this. To understand the global stakes, we have to start at the literal ground level, so the location and the money. The developer originally planned to build this massive hyperscale facility, essentially an industrial-sized warehouse for AI servers, very close to residential areas.
Which obviously caused some community friction. I mean, nobody wants an industrial behemoth casting a shadow over their backyard. So the developer proposed a land swap. Yeah, they moved the 95-acre site over half a mile away into an existing industrial zone.
Nice.
And they took that original parcel near the homes, which was valued at $7 million, and just gifted it outright to the city of Imperial for a park.
Wow, a $7 million gift. Plus, I mean, looking at the sources, they structured a legally binding tax split. That yields nearly $28.75 million in recurring property taxes every single year.
Right. And that is full tax liability from day one.
Which is super rare. Like, if you contrast this to Prineville, Oregon, generous tax abatements for data centers actually cost local schools millions. Or even Loudoun County, Virginia, where data center taxes lowered residential rates.
Yeah.
But here, they're taking on the full bill.
Exactly.
But wait, I have to challenge this. A developer just giving away $7 million in land and happily accepting a massive tax bill. What is the catch here? Are they just, trying to buy off the town because they know this facility will completely drain the local aquifer?
Well, that is the exact anxiety driving the local opposition, right? Water and power in the desert. But if we look at how the engineering specs mechanically work, it's actually surprising. The facility is designed to be net water positive.
Wait, really? How does a massive data center actually add water?
Yeah, it's wild. They aren't touching local drinking water. Instead, they are paying to upgrade the municipal plant. They take in 6 million gallons of treated wastewater, like sewage effluent, every day.
Oh. Ooh.
They clean it to high industrial standards, use a tiny fraction of it, about 0.75 million gallons, for evaporative cooling, and send the remaining 5 million gallons of newly cleaned fresh water directly into the Salton Sea.
Which desperately needs hydration to prevent those toxic dust storms.
Exactly.
Okay, so this is where that tokens to burgers analogy from the sources makes perfect sense. They said if you assign a single water usage token to an average commercial business, the math shows this giant data center's net water footprint equals just 2.5 local in-and-out burger joints.
Yeah, it's a tiny footprint. And the power plan follows a similar logic. They are installing massive grid-scale batteries, specifically 862 megawatt hours of Tesla Megapack.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, to store energy. Plus, they signed an interruptible service contract.
Meaning, if there's a summer heat wave, the utility legally pulls the plug on the data center to ensure residential air conditioning stays on.
Right. The developer argues they are protecting the grid, bringing nearly 1,688 union construction jobs, and improving the local environment.
Yet the sources show fierce local opposition, which is fascinating, considering the local utility currently exports 20% of its water outside the valley for zero local jobs. So why the intense legal fight against this specific project?
Well, the developer's court filings offer an explanation. They accuse the opposition groups of something called greenmail.
And just to be super clear to you listening, we are not taking sides here. We are just impartially reporting what the legal filings and public letters are claiming. We aren't endorsing either viewpoint.
Right. We're just conveying the ideas and the sources. The filings claim that groups weaponize environmental reviews just to extract financial payouts.
God.
The filings point out that this exact same opposition group, Comit Cívico del Valle, recently held up a local lithium project until an $83 million community impact fee was established to drop their lawsuits.
Wow. But the courts just stepped in to bypass that for the data center, right?
Yes. In February 2020, 26, Judge Anderholt ruled this data center is a lawful by right project. That means it's legally permitted on that industrial land without needing new multi-year environmental reviews.
Makes sense.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, it highlights exactly why these local procedural fights are colliding with global stakes. This is sovereign infrastructure necessary to beat China in the AI arms race.
Right, which brings it all back to you listening. If you're wondering why a local permit matters, look at what happens when these delays scale up. The U.S. is locked in a dead sprint. Whoever builds this computing infrastructure first controls the future of AI, defense systems, and the global economy.
And we're watching critical sovereign infrastructure get tied up in local zoning disputes and greenmail, while geopolitical rivals are fast-tracking their AI capabilities with total state support.
Bypassing the red tape entirely. Which leaves you with a pretty uncomfortable question to ponder. If critical national security infrastructure can be infinitely stalled by town hall disputes and local lawsuits, are our current local governance models fundamentally incompatible with the speed required to survive the AI era?